Going Linux episode 157, Recording with Skype, an introduction. Welcome to the Going Linux podcast. I'm your host, Larry Bushy.
And I'm not. I'm your co-host, Tom.
Whether you are new to Linux, moving from Windows to Linux, or just thinking about upgrading to Linux, this podcast will help you with valuable information and advice that will help you in going Linux.
And as always, we hope that you find this and all of our episodes helpful in learning about Linux and its applications and using them to get things done.
In today's episode, how to record with Skype on Linux.
So how you doing, Larry?
I'm doing great. I was browsing through some old show notes from 2007 and clicked on a link that took me to how to install software using Synaptic on Hardy Heron. And boy, looking at those screenshots, it looks old.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, the Synaptic Package Manager, you know, where you can go to search for packages. There's sure, a little sure. Quick search, and then there's a search button. Back yeah. then, there wasn't a quick search. It just didn't exist. You had to click the button. Yeah. How are you?
Good. Yeah, not great, but good. And this week, even though they're not an advertiser with us, I would like to give Tiger Direct a big thumbs up. I bought something from them, a Bluetooth headset.
Uh-huh.
And it showed up dead on arrival.
Oh.
So I called the manufacturer, and the nice lady told me, don't worry, here's a case number for you. We're going to send you another one. You don't even have to send that one back.
Oh.
It's taken care of.
How nice.
But answer this email, and then we'll take care of it. So I answered the email. And they emailed me back and said, that unit is 4 years old. We don't have replacements for it anymore. Too bad. Go to Tiger Direct.
Yeah.
So I went to Tiger Direct, and I talked to a nice man named Keith. And the next day, the replacement was on my doorstep.
Wow. That's very nice. Now, I don't get the connection with the four-year-old. They had four-year-old inventory?
Yeah, that didn't make sense to me either.
Hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
It said the unit was 4 years old, they don't make it anymore, and they don't have a replacement.
Huh. Well, but Tiger Direct has them.
Yep. The very next day I had it, and I would like to report that it works perfectly, except this one's dead too.
Oh. How do you know it works perfectly?
But Tiger Direct really bent over backwards.
To give you another dead one.
To give me another dead one.
Well, you know, they stop working after 3 years.
Yeah.
Built-in obsolescence. Oh, dear. So you're going to have to go back and give Tiger Direct a piece of your mind.
I don't know. I might just let it go.
But you're out the money for the Bluetooth headset.
Yeah, but each one of them came with a nice set of earbuds, so I've got two sets of earbuds.
Oh, okay. What's that, a backup in case the Bluetooth headset doesn't work?
No, here's what it is. It's a really nifty device. Let's say you've got a media player, an MP3 player.
Uh-huh.
You put the earbuds in your ears, and then you got this little tiny bar of soap-shaped thing. And the other end of it has a plug that you plug into your MP3 player. So now you listen to your MP3 player. When the phone rings, you hit the button, it mutes your MP3 player and turns on the phone.
Okay, that sounds convenient.
Yeah.
Huh.
But it doesn't work. Oh, well.
Maybe a more modern version might work.
Yeah, I think so.
So how are things going with your Google Voice, Tom?
Ah, that's all back. That was my fault. Duh, duh, duh. And, you know, I called Time Warner Cable and gave them a piece of my mind and reduced my bandwidth because I was paying for extra bandwidth that I said I wasn't getting. And then I noticed I'm running top one day, and I noticed I haven't rebooted for weeks and weeks. And there have been a couple of updates that advised me to reboot, and I just said later. So I rebooted and everything. So I'm back, and I'm fine. And thanks to Steve McLaughlin, who offered to help me with it, working as my, quote, testing stooge, unquote. but I had already had it figured out. Thanks anyway, Steve. And Steve is now our chief executive stooge.
For the podcast, the official chief executive stooge, yes. And speaking of Steve McLaughlin, we've got forums. Thanks to Steve, the door-to-door geek. Yeah.
Isn't that cool?
To go to our forum now, if you want to participate in our forum, you go to http://forum.linuxbasics.com/view/forum.php?f=53. Isn't that convenient?
I'm sorry, I missed part of that. Could you say it again?
Yeah, that's the link that takes you to the Linux Basics website where the forum is located. And rather than have you type that in all the time, you can just type in forums.goinglinux.com or forum.goinglinux.com. Either one will take you there. Don't be alarmed that you're going to linuxbasics.com/view/forum.php?f=53. That's where you're supposed to be going.
Yeah.
But thanks to Steve for the forum. And he's volunteered as our chief executive stooge now to moderate the forum for us, and I've been in there posting a few things, and I've put a place to get feedback and a place to put show topics, and we've already got some posts in there from the folks on the Linux Basics forum. So thanks everyone who's already contributed there, and for our regular listeners, we've got a forum.
Very, very cool.
Yeah.
And I didn't have the time to do it, and you didn't have the time to do it, so our CES has taken care of it for
us. That's it, exactly. And Steve, along with your appointment as CES, Chief Executive Stooge, you were afforded all the rights and privileges associated with the office. A free subscription to the Going Linux podcast, honorable mention on the show, that would be this mention on the show, and all the Linux distributions you can download. Such a sweet deal.
For free.
For free, yes. we're such generous guys, aren't we, Tom?
We are that.
Well, shall we get into our episode here?
Why the heck not?
Sure.
Well, first up, our listener David sent us an email that inspired this topic. He said, hello, Larry and Tom.
Hello, David.
Yeah, hi, Dave. You guys do a show over Skype. I'm amazed at the good quality of the recordings. How do you accomplish this? Is it the mic or the settings in the Skype or the router? I heard of QoS, quality of service, in routers, but not much familiar with it. Is this also a factor in your good-sounding communication between both of you? I'm hoping in a future feedback episode you can enlighten us on how you get good-sounding communications with Skype or VoIP. Thanks, and keep up the great work. David V.
Yeah, so David, the quality of communication between Tom and me is honed over years of communicating back and forth with one another. We just talk good.
Yeah, good talking guys we are.
Yes. David, thanks for the topic suggestion. One of the things that you mentioned in your email is quality of service and the quality of the line, and certainly that has something to do with the actual sound that gets from my voice to Tom's ears and vice versa, Tom's voice to my ears. And it has to do with how fast your internet speed is and how your router's set up and all that sort of stuff. But the secret to the clarity, really, of our podcast is the fact that we don't use Skype to do the recording.
Right. As we're talking to each other, Larry's dropping out once in a while. I'll drop out once in a while. We'll have to repeat ourselves. And so we make sure that the quality of the connection doesn't matter.
Right. And the way we do that is Tom records his end on Audacity, and I record my end on Audacity. And that's normally what we do. In our traditional fashion, we'll cover an introduction to this topic in this episode, and next month we'll cover the detailed how-to of setting up recording using Skype or maybe something else as well. So, Tom, what's our magic and how do we make this all sound so great?
Well, we're talking to each other on Skype. Wait, no, we're not.
No, we're not.
Actually, today, for the first time, we're talking to each other on Google Chat.
Yes.
We're not depending on the connection. Each of us is sitting in our own houses with our own computers and recording with Audacity as we speak. So if something glitches, you'll edit it out later.
Yeah, but there are times, Tom, when I do record from Skype or record from Google in the future, and the method I use is going to be similar regardless of what the communication method is. The key thing is that we are communicating using some sort of software over VoIP or voice over internet. And so I'm talking into my computer essentially as opposed to talking into a phone.
Right.
And that's what allows me to do the recording. So when I'm, whether we're using Skype or whether we're using Google Voice as we're doing now, I can do the recording. So let's talk about, first of all, the many ways we've tried this and the advantages and the disadvantages of each method.
Well, we have used a Skype call recorder.
Yes.
And it is superb, but lately it's kind of broken. It used to be that we could make it separate our tracks. So you'd be on one channel, I'd be on the other channel, and that doesn't work anymore. For some reason, it's lumping everything into the same channel, and I don't know why. So it's a little bit broken.
Right. And it seems to be doing that for you, but the last time I tried it, it was still working for me. So I'm not sure whether it's the version of Skype call recorder you have or whether it's some incompatibility with the version of Ubuntu that you run that's been fixed in the version of Linux Mint that I run. But when it works, Skype call recorder does an excellent job. It records both sides of the communication, each in its own channel. Another method that I've tried, at least, is you can use a second computer to record the Skype call from the first computer's audio output.
Okay.
Right? So you take the output from computer one, where you're talking on Skype, and you put it into another computer, and you use Audacity on that computer to record the conversation.
Kind of complicated.
Well, that and you need two computers.
Now, if you use the second computer option that Larry was just talking about, the only thing you'll be recording is one side of the conversation, the other person. So you won't be recording yourself.
Right.
And that recording is only going to be as good as the sound from your computer, and you need the second computer. So it's not a really great idea.
Right, and that quality of the sound from your computer is a big thing because the output from some sound cards on computers can be a very weak signal or it can be very noisy depending on the quality of the sound card.
Right. And by the way, a buddy of mine who runs the W Word lost his sound card entirely. But he bought a dongle, a little USB gadget.
Uh-huh.
And that's his sound card now, and it works perfectly. And the price was something on the order of $3.
Yeah.
$3!
Yeah, and it probably is a better sound card than the one that came in his computer, right?
Sure, sure. So you plug that into your USB port, and then you can plug your speakers into that.
Right. Very nice. So you don't have to have something expensive to get good sound.
Right.
Yeah. So I know, and speaking of sound quality, you've mentioned to me about an artifact with Skype that you might describe as white noise. Can you give our audience a little elaboration on that?
They call it comfort noise. And all it is a very slight hiss, and they're putting it in there on purpose to reassure you when the other person isn't talking.
Right. So you know that you haven't lost the connection, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So if you use Skype call recorder, you're going to be recording that hiss as well, but you can always take it out later.
Yeah, that's a nice thing about Audacity is it has a very good noise removal filter, and that seems to work just nicely. Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, the Skype call recorder, when we first talked about it some time ago, was Linux only, and now I think it's multiple platform. I think you can use it on anything.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. Of course, I don't use any other platforms, so I didn't know that.
I know.
But that's good to know.
Well, yeah, the last time I installed it, I went to the site, and previously it had been Linux only, and now it's everything only.
Very nice.
Now, Larry, you've done some interviews with people, and now and then the person on the other end doesn't know how to record.
Right.
Or they don't have any experience with it. And you get the interviews done anyway. So how do you do that?
Okay. Well, the other thing that I do is even if they do record, I make a safety backup copy by using the recording on my end. And whether they have the recording or not, what that does for me is if they make a recording that doesn't come out well, or they've got a lot of background noise that my side has filtered out, I'll use my side of the conversation or my side of the recording as a backup just in case of that situation happening. And in fact,
sure.
For our last listener feedback episode, I used my safety recording from Skype because your end of the conversation had a lot of noise on it for some reason, Tom. And the other thing was my voice was echoing through on your recording. So I was talking on my end with my end of the recording, and on your end of the recording, I could hear my voice a little bit delayed, very low, but it was very noticeable. So rather than spend the time to edit every pause in your conversation, I just used my end, and it was very, very nice. And I suspect that maybe with the exception of a little change in the tone of your voice, our listeners probably didn't know that I used the Skype recording instead of your Audacity recording. The other thing that happens when you're talking on Skype, sometimes your voice gets modulated a little funny. I don't know how to describe it, but you get this little kind of sound.
Right.
And you can still hear the person, but the tonality is really weird. Or as you've observed in this recording, sometimes the voice drops out a little bit. And I haven't noticed in our recording here that your voice has dropped out, but you've noticed it on your end that my voice has dropped out. And that's the strange thing with the internet. It's not very predictable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, while you were saying that, I heard this zing. Your voice dropped out and kind of went wzzz. So.
Yeah. And I didn't hear any of that on my end. So that's one of the reasons why wherever we can, we use a recording that's made on each end of the conversation. You recording your end closest to you, it's going to be clear. And me recording my end closest to me, it's going to be clear as well. But for that safety recording, here's how I do it. And for those of you who want to record your Skype conversation, this might be a method that works for you as well. So my sound card, first of all, appears to have quite reasonable output quality. And I also have a mixer. So those two things make this approach possible for me. So if you've got a very bad sound card or you don't have a mixer that you can use, this isn't going to work for you. So David asked how we do it. Here's how I do it. Number one, I listen to you and speak to you on Skype using a headset. that I've connected to the analog mic and speaker connections on my computer. That's the standard 1/8 inch audio connections on the side of my laptop. All right, so I've got the microphone okay. and the earphones plugged into those two connections. Secondly, the output of my computer is connected with a Y connector. One end goes to that headset that I was just mentioning, and the other side goes to channel 2 on my mixer. So I'm actually taking the output of my computer and splitting it. So one side goes to my headset, the other side goes to the mixer. And since Skype, and apparently Google Voice as well, outputs only your side of the conversation, that's what gets recorded through the mixer on channel 2. So I've got just you on channel 2. So now okay. step 3 is for recording my voice. My microphone, not my headset microphone, but my professional microphone, is connected directly to channel 1 on the mixer. So that gives me a very clear recording of my voice through channel 1 on the mixer. Recording just okay, my side of the conversation, right? And then yeah. last step, all of the audio I record goes through the USB output of the mixer. So both of those channels goes through USB into my computer. Now, it's the same computer I'm using for Skype. So I only have one computer in this setup. The recording is done using Audacity, and it produces two separate channels, me on left channel and you on the right channel. And my side comes out nice and clear, and your side simply needs the Skype hiss, that comfort hiss, removed. So I use the Audacity noise removal. And it's not quite as good as the quality of the Audacity recording on your end, but it's much better than recording a phone call, and it makes a very good safety recording in case something goes wrong on your end.
Excellent. So you've got a belt and suspenders.
Exactly right. So it's a little bit of a complicated setup. And in our next episode, I'll have some photographs and some screenshots that show you exactly what the setup is. And we'll include that either as an article in on our website or in the show notes, one or the other. I haven't decided which yet.
Okay. Well, that sounds great. I'd like to see what it looks like, too.
Yeah. So I'll clean up my office a little bit and take some photos. Get the papers out of the way, you know, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Move the coffee cup, clean off the desk. So, yeah, that'll be fun, I think. We can go into a lot more detail then.
Sure.
So do you do anything special on your end for your recording, or you just record directly off of your headset, right?
I'm lazy. I just record directly off the headset. I start Audacity, hit the record button, and off we go.
Okay, so if anything goes wrong with my end of the recording, we do it again.
Yeah, that's true. I'm only recording my half of it, unless there's some echoing coming from the earpiece to the microphone.
Right. And if Skype call recorder, if we were using Skype, and Skype call recorder were to be working for you, you could make a backup copy using Skype call recorder, which we've done in the past when Skype was working and it sure. would record on two channels. So that would be another way.
Yeah.
So we would each have a backup copy.
Now, in the past, when I've been talking to people on Google Chat, there was a record button, and I don't see it today.
I don't see it on my end either. I see a pause button and a microphone mute button.
Yeah, and I've used it. And it, a voice would come in that both people could hear, a lady's voice, saying, "This call is now being recorded."
Huh.
And now it's gone.
Why would they have a pause button in a chat box? Hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking at that too. There's a mute button and a pause button.
Yeah, what is it going to pause?
And I was just about to hit the pause button, and you know what? I think I'm not going to, because it might just cut us off permanently.
Yeah, it might. Well, there is an end button, which I would assume does that. But we'll experiment around when we're not at 30,000 feet.
Right.
With a reference back to an old episode. If you don't get the joke, go back an episode or two.
Yeah, we don't need the engines falling off just
right. now. Exactly right.
You have a software pick?
Well, yeah. I do. It's our forums.
Forum.goinglinux.com.
I think that's great. And again, thanks, Door to Door Geek, Steve McLaughlin, for making the suggestion and giving us the opportunity to help out our community and build it even more.
There you go.
It's only been, what, 5 years?
Yeah, you and I had talked about forums, and you don't have the time, and I don't have the time.
Right.
And so this is that was a very nice thing to do. Thank
you. Yeah, very nice. Thanks very much. And, you know, I've been in there because it's new and shiny, and it's a lot of fun to be in there. I don't know how often I'll be able to be in there, quite frankly, but whenever I can, I'll open up the forum and see what's going on. And we will take suggestions, topic suggestions from there, since Podcast Alley seems to be dying a very slow death. We're just going to abandon that as a place for topic suggestions. So what is our next episode? Our next episode is listener feedback. Until then, you can go to our articles and our show notes at goinglinux.com for more information, detailed instructions, screencasts, and illustrations.
You can email us with your comments, questions, and suggestions. And a new reminder, if you have a topic you want us to cover on our show, use our new forums to leave your topic suggestion in the thread labeled Topic Suggestions. And the link to that is forum.goinglinux.com.
And also, as always, you can send us an audio comment by email. We'll play it on the show, and our email address is goinglinux@gmail.com, or you can record it using our voicemail line, which is 1-904-468-7889.
Follow our updates on Twitter and Identica, and you can find us by typing Going Linux, all one word.
And you can download our episodes, of course, from our website, or you can use the HTML5 player or the Flash player to play them right there on the show notes page. Until next time, thanks for listening.
Talk to you later.
New music provided by Mark Blasco at podcastthemes.com.